Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back to it. You're listening to Ask Coach Perry podcast. And Lindsay, a question in today from, let me see who it was from. There we go. Mfenkazi was asking about ankle problems. And I think it's something that some runners do struggle with, particularly if you do feel like you've got sort of weakened ankles and you tend to twist them quite often. What can you do to strengthen your ankles to avoid injury, to stop them rolling and that sort of thing? Are there specific sort of exercises and strength training that you can do around those?
Yeah, so the most important aspect of ankle stability and integrity is actually something we call proprioception. And proprioception is really just a fancy word for speaking about balance within a joint. So in every joint in the body, we've got muscles which are primarily responsible for moving the joint. We call those prime movers. And we've got muscles that are primarily responsible for the integrity and stability of that joint. They tend to be much smaller muscles, and they're attached to tendons and ligaments, and within those tendons in particular, we've got little sensory organs. And those sensory organs are set up there to detect the level of stretch within that tendon. And so when we're standing, you know, even when you're just standing still with both feet firmly planted on the ground, there's a constant adjustment happening between many muscles in our body that literally switch on and off, and that's what allows us to remain upright. And if we're balancing on one leg within the ankle, you will notice that it wobbles slightly, and that's wobbling causes a slight stretch and then a response from the muscles, and that's what keeps us going. Unfortunately, when we injure an ankle joint, so if the force, you step in a hole, for example, you're running, you step in a hole or a big tuft of grass and you collapse over to side, and the force is sudden and too great for that muscle to immediately compensate and to keep us upright, we can then tear muscles and or tendons, even if it's just a mild tear, and that will then destroy these little sensory bodies. Fortunately, we've got many, many, many to replace those that are destroyed. However, we need to wake them up and we need to establish those neural pathways. So it's not so much about doing strengthening exercises to protect those ankle joints. It's more about providing stimulus to improve the pathways or the communication pathways between those little sensory bodies, the goggly tendons and the nervous system. So how do we do that? Well, the easiest way, you take your shoes off and you just balance on one leg in a stalk stand, and you'll feel how unstable you are. And at first you have like wild swings before there's a correction. But as you do it more and more and you balance for 30 seconds at a time, do that every day, you will feel that you become more and more and more stable. And so then we add in further degree of instability, because your eyes play a really important role in helping you to maintain that balance from visual cues. So we close our eyes and remove those visual cues, and then you'll feel like you're all over the place. But if you persist at it and you do a couple of repetitions of 30 seconds per day, you will then become very good at that balancing, which point you can then move on to a very unstable surface like a Bosu ball, hedgehog, stability pad, wobble board, something, one of those things which is actually designed to completely throw that ankle and hip joint completely out of sync. But over time, you will then improve. Then you will have a really nice, stable joint because the muscles are turning on and off at the appropriate time. During that process, you can also do some calf raises, some toe raises, some ankle eversion and inversion. And with all of those, you can use stretch cords, and that will strengthen the actual muscles. But until the muscles are switching on and off at the right time, you're always going to be susceptible to re-injury of that joint.
I heard the funniest little interview with South African golfer George Coetzee at the Qatar Masters just a week or so ago. He's obviously coming back from a serious ankle injury, and he was talking about brushing his teeth on one leg with his eyes closed in the morning. That's what he's doing to sort his out, Lindsay. So there's something you can do and kill two birds with one stone at the same time.
Correct.
I love it. Lindsay Perry, thank you very much for that. Much appreciated. We look forward to catching up again soon. Don't forget, if you have a question you'd like answered, the best place to get it answered is in the Coach Perry VIP Facebook group. To get part of that, just make sure you head over to coachperry.com/join. You can get access to that group and a whole lot more as well. Go check it out. coachperry.com/join. Until next time, from the two of us, cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.